This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abayim. The subject that we're learning now is extremely important. Of course, on everybody's mind are the events that are happening in Eretz Yisrael and around the world. And, you know, when universal reverberations are felt, very often the first thing we think of, okay, is are these the signs of the coming of Mashiach? Which is interesting because whenever there was messianic fervor, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky would say that he knows for sure Mashiach is not coming. Because Rabbi Yaakov would say that Chazal tells Mashiach only comes behesach hadas. So when everyone thinks he's coming, that doesn't necessarily mean that those are the signs. But in any event, yesterday we learned from the Tzipis al Yeshua that somebody who throws in the towel, he's a brother of someone who doesn't even believe in the concept of Mashiach. Because the Rambam groups together, Misha Enoi Mamin Bay, Ay Misha Enoi Mechake Labiyasai. He's considered a Kaifer. Says the Chafetz Chaim, V'hinei Be'emes Anu Tzrichim Les Boinein Min Ha'avar El Asad. The truth is we need to contemplate and think about from the past to the future. Let's extrapolate from the past and apply it to the future. Be'esha Yatzanu Yimitzrayim. At the time that we left Egypt, Hivtiach Hashem lanu kama tovos. God promised us many benefits. Uchsiv b'Yehoshua. It says in Sefer Yehoshua, Vayikra Yehoshua l'chol Yisrael. Yehoshua called out to all of Klal Yisrael, Vayomer aleim, he said to them, V'goymer. V'datem, you should know, b'chol levavchem, with all your heart, v'chol nafshechem. You know what Yehoshua said? Ki loy nafal davar echad mikol hadvarim hatovim asher dibar Hashem aleichem. Nothing, not one detail fell and was unfulfilled from all the good things that God spoke to you. Bahakoil ba'ulachem. Everything came upon you. Lo nafal mimeno davar echad. Nothing fell short. In other words, of all the things God told you, that he's going to take you out of Mitzrayim and bring you to Eretz Yisrael, it all happened. It came true. It came true. So when Yehoshua brought us into Eretz Yisrael, he said, Rabbi Sai, everything the Ribbono Shel Olam told you, look, it happened. Since the time we can make the same calculation. Certainly, it will be fulfilled, God's promise that he assured us in the parsha of the Gula. The same way Yeshua told the people, you see, told you so. You thought, yeah, you know, you're just going to wander in the desert forever and ever and ever. You thought, you know, Hashem took you out. And then right when you got there, Hashem said, oh, you did an Avera. Now you have to spend another 40 years. So you probably thought, yeah, right, that's the oldest trick in the book. I'm going to do it. But as soon as you did an Avera, you know, 40 years, and then you would die out, and then nobody would ever go in. But you went in, and Yeshua said, told you so. Says the Chofetz Chaim, it's the same thing. You think, oh, yeah, we're here for 2,000 years, so we'll be here forever. No, they're not going to let us be here forever. We could extrapolate today, Bevada Yekuyam HaTechosai, it for sure will be fulfilled, his promise, Asher Hiftiach Lenu Parshas Hagula V'Nemar, Yavesh Chatzir, the grass will wither. Novel sits. The blossoms will fade. Udvara lekenu yakum leilam. But the word of God will stand forever. And by the way, there's more to this. Because whatever he told us about going into Eretz Yisrael was only in the Chumash. And look, it happened. But about the Gula Hasida, it's not only in the Chumash. It's also in Yeshaya, in Yirmiyah, in Yechezkel, in the Treyasar. Aside from what he promised us in his Torah, he promised us biad kol avadav hanaviim, through the hands of all of his servants, the prophets, oidais hagula asida, regarding the future redemption, bi Yeshaya, bi Yirmiya, bi Yechezkel, bi Treyasar, bi kulam yesh nevius al hagula asida. In all of them are prophecies of the future redemption. Umadrega, harama, and the great level Shel Yisrael of Israel, Asher Yia Bayam Vazmanahu, that will be in those days. Shekulam Yagil Madrigas Hanavua, that everyone will reach the level of prophecy. By the way, I want to share with you something. Rabbeinu Yoina quotes Rav Sadia Gaon. Rav Sadia Gaon says, let's make a very simple calculation. The calculation is, with how many words did God promise that he's going to bring Makos on Mitzrayim? Because there are a lot of Makos. There are 10 Makos, and then Alayam, and Sfasemes makes a calculation. If you add up the 10 on Mitzrayim and the 40 Alayam, or the 40 in Mitzrayim, the 200, or the 50 and the 250, if you add it all up, you get 613. So let's make a cheshbon. With how many words did God promise there are going to be 613 Makos? How many words he said? Don Anoichi. God says, you know what I'm going to do? Don Anoichi. And with two words of the Almighty, he put on the greatest show in the history of the world. See, God doesn't have to talk a lot. He just said two words. Don, and they weren't even big words. Don is not a big word. Anoichi is six letters. The greatest events in the history of the world, it took God six letters. And with how many words did Hashem promise the Geula? Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of words. In Yeshaya, in Yirmiyah, in Yechezkel, in Treyasar. So if two words produce Yetzias Mitzrayim, could you imagine what all of those prophecies will produce? It will be a show like no one has ever seen before. So we have to tell our children, they're coming attractions for the Jewish people. Says the Chafetz Chaim, you know what's going to happen? We're all going to be Nevi'im. I want to add, you know, when we await the coming of Mashiach, we're not just saying, oh, Hashem, bring Geula. Like we said that in Kabbalah Shabbos, we're awaiting the Mashiach, we're awaiting the Geula, but we're also awaiting all the goodies that we lost with the Chorban. We say, Uri, Uri, Shir Daberi. Uri, Uri is what Devorah said when she wanted to speak Nevuah. We're davening Hashem. We want all of Klal Yisrael to be Nevi'im. So this, all of Klal Yisrael be Nevi'im. Kulam Yagil Madrigas HaNevuah Kedachsev. Bahaya Achreichen will be after this. Eshbech Esruchi, I will pour my spirit, I'll call Basar on all flesh. V'nivu B'neichem V'neisechem. And your sons and your daughters will prophesy. V'gam Kala Kavach Yelohem Mikabay Oilam. And all the great honor that it will be for them from all from everyone in the world. Look, see, in other words, you know, nowadays, some people say, you know, and nowadays in some of the college campuses, they don't honor Jews so much. You know that? They're not showing so much kavod to Jews. They're not taking Jews and like raising them up on chairs and everyone making declarations. You know, let's be like him. Let's emulate him. Let's honor him. They haven't been doing that so much lately. But when Mashiach comes, there's going to be great honor to the Jewish people. Uchidachsiv, like it says, Beheviu es kol achichem. And they're going to bring all of your brothers, Mikol ha-goyim, from all the Gentiles, from all the nations, Mincha la-Shem, an offering to God, Basusim, on horses, Uvarechev, on chariots, Beheviu es kol achichem. Mikol ha-goyim mincha la-Shem. Basusim uvarechem. Kasher yaviu b'nei Yisrael samincha b'chli tar beis Hashem. When the Jewish people bring an offering in a pure vessel in the house of Hashem. V'ne'emar. V'heviu b'nayich b'choytzen. They're going to bring your children in their arms. Uv'noisayich and your daughters. Akasev tinasena. Basically, every Jew, they're going to carry them like a chasen and kala to Eretz Yisrael. Now, right now, it's hard to imagine such a thing. Today, they're so enraged and incensed and out of their minds that they're spray painting mice and throwing it in restaurants because they don't know. The Kayach HaTumah is out of control. But the day will come when all honor will be for the Jewish people. The United Nations will shut down as an eternal disgrace to humanity. And then all the nations of the world will turn to the Jewish people and honor us. Uchlal Amar Akasav. There's a general principle the Pasuk says. Ayin Lo Ra'asa. No eye has seen. Elokim Zulasecha. except for you, Hashem, except for Hashem. What Hashem will do for those who await him. So in other words, we can't even imagine the honor, the prestige, the kavod, the respect, and the spiritual levels that we will achieve when Mashiach comes. And don't say, well, is it going to happen? Is it not going to happen? It's a mashal. What are you talking about? God just said two words, and you know what he did in Mitzrayim? So whatever it says in the Navi, it's just a little bit of a semblance of what it's going to be like. But you can't even begin to imagine. So we have to look back and see, well, last time God promised something. What happened? What happened? We went into Eretz Yisrael, Yitzchias Mitzrayim, hundreds of makos. Mitzrayim was devastated. So we need to extrapolate based on past events. Let's continue tomorrow in the next paragraph. And again, remember yesterday we learned that the junction where we're Mekayim to be Mitzapel Yeshua in Bilushalayim, the Chisei David, we're Mispalel for the Mashiach ben Yosef, and Kilishuasa Kfinu Kalayim, we're Mispalel for the Yeshua, the Mashiach ben David. We should be Zoicha, the Karev Mamish. Have a good day, everyone.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.